Welcome back, everyone. It is Nick, the host of Tabletopped, and today we have a brief sneak peek of Wild Magic, the extra podcast we put out monthly for our Patreon subscribers. You can subscribe to the Patreon for as little as $1 a month. Go to patreon.com/tabletopped and see what we have on offer for you. For those who are not quite sure, take a listen to this brief sneak preview and see what you are missing out on. I promise you'll want to hear some of these conversations. All right, here is Wild Magic. Welcome back, everyone, to another episode of Wild Magic! This is the episode and the podcast where we do anything we want because it's our podcast. And we beg you, please stay. Whatever you want, we will do for you.
Yeah, Rio got to do a pilot episode. Hi, it's Franco. That's Rio over there.
Shade's not with us. It's Rio over here.
Shade's still in prison.
What about me? You didn't say hi to me.
That's Nick over there.
Okay, well, you introduced... You chose not to introduce yourself.
So Rio got to do a pilot episode last time. He kicked us out unceremoniously and started interviewing like some monsters or whatever.
Well, no, I was replaced by the arc face Salem Zamora.
Oh, yeah, you're
he
right.
He was wearing my body as a guise.
That's
into the material.
Yeah, that's why.
I definitely heard Ratty the Rat God call you Keyleth. My bad.
Yeah, it was.
And some more at one point. It was confusing.
Okay, let's do the backdoor pilot. Another backdoor pilot for Gilmore Guys. Ooh, Nick, how's your Gilmore Girls watch going?
So Alice has been gone for like a solid week and a half on business trips. So I have stalled in my watch, but we're probably at the end of season one. So we're so we're still season one.
So Rory's got through her first year of
Shelton, and then at the end of that too, that's where like Max he's like, were you confused by that?
A little bit. Yeah,
yeah, it's confusing.
Kind of came out of nowhere a little bit.
Well, it's confusing because it's like they don't show them breaking up, but they just show. Spoiler alert for Gilmore Girls, a show that's very
well. I feel like you should be prepared for spoilers in a show that's talking about a series that has concluded several years ago.
Yes, several.
So this hashtag spoilers.
Rio's so salty about spoiler warnings. Yeah, aren't you? Or are you very about them?
I prefer not to have things spoiled.
Yeah, you really hate spoilers.
I do.
And the things that you consider spoilers are like not often things I consider spoilers.
Which just make conversations with you a minefield.
What do you think a spoiler is around the table?
Telling me something that's going to happen and show them about to watch.
But like, what does that include? Is that only plot points?
That's anything super interesting that I would rather be caught by surprise.
Okay, but what?
Let me tell you about Saltburn. Let me not.
I will end this friendship for minutes.
Because you want to see it?
I haven't seen it yet, and I'm looking forward to seeing it. But I'm nervous about seeing it because I get a lot of things about it, so I haven't really prepared myself emotionally to watch it yet.
I don't think you can really prepare yourself for that movie.
Rebecca read like a whole spoiler thing, and she knew everything that was going to happen. Huh. And there's something about it that...
Rio, cover your ears.
I don't think it was very good.
Did you think that there was anything unexpected in that movie? There was only one thing for me.
Just the main twist.
Yeah.
Just the main thing where it's like...
What do you think the main twist is?
Well, where the guy's like... Actually, I'm this type of person instead.
Yes. I feel like, was the only twist that I didn't see coming. Everything else, I was like, yeah, okay.
It was but like, everything else is like laughable. Like,
yeah, it's also...
It's like, oh, really? Okay. Yeah. Oh, and he did... and he's just typing on the computer, like, nonsense? Yeah. Like, that's stupid.
Pantomiming.
It's also played for, like, dun, dun, dun. We all know this.
It's so stupid.
Okay, Rio, you can come back.
Oh, my God, you guys just started talking louder and louder. smushing my ears into my face.
I think Nick and I have a similar opinion about Saltburn, and in that I think that it was fine. I think that other movies have done it better, and that
go find my letterbox. You can see my rating of Saltburn.
Wow,
I'm gonna watch it this weekend. I'm gonna sit down with it.
It's just a little dumb.
Okay,
yeah,
but it's fine. You'll probably like it. Fine.
It's beautiful.
It is so nice.
Beautifully shot film. Oh,
but while incredible. I was boxing my own ears, I just wanted to share a little vulnerability. Uh-huh. I think my sensitivity to spoilers that I have is I used to have this friend, very close friend. We lived together for several years. But whenever I was about to watch something or play something that he had already done, mm-hmm. he would make a point to say what was about to happen right before it happened.
Oh, that's fucked up.
Every scene, every chapter.
Wow, your friend sounds incredibly annoying.
That doesn't even sound like a friend.
That sounds like
we're no longer in touch.
Did you express to that person, I don't like this?
Yes.
Okay, so
which made him do
friend.
It more because he enjoyed fucking with people.
So like, as a, were you rooming with a 10-year-old?
he was a grown man. He had children.
Wow.
Children.
Yeah. Like later or while you were?
No, he had children in high school. So this was post that.
Yes.
So I guess I just don't like spoilers because I had so many things spoiled for me.
That's a good...
But like the worst spoiler...
It's a deep trauma, yeah.
So what's a movie that you think has like a lot of spoilers that you've already seen?
Unless any movie ever has a lot of spoilers.
Wait, what?
Because I'm interested...
Ask that question better.
So there's a lot... Like for me, there's a sliding scale of what people consider spoilers.
Sure.
Like some people just saying like... And I think that I don't
calling it a thriller makes it a spoiler.
Yeah.
It's a spoiler.
Yeah, something like that. Or like saying the accurate, like, oh, is there a dog in this movie? Does it die? That's a spoiler. Or like, hey, there's a twist in this movie that you won't see coming, that's a spoiler.
When you start looking for twists every time anything happens.
And like, I
don't
understand this stuff.
Yeah, I think that is kind of I would consider that a spoiler, saying that there is a twist.
So I guess my question is, where's the line? Like, what do you think, like, it's fine to talk about this before you see the movie? If you're like,
give me your reactions. Be like, oh, I really enjoyed it.
Sort of thing.
It really like connected with me on this level or this emotion, but don't be like, oh, yeah, there's going to be a scene you're going to like. No, don't tell me that there's going to be a scene. Don't tell me there's going to be a character. Tell me how you felt fine.
Let's use the Dungeons & Dragons movie because we've all seen this one. If I said like, oh, man, I think there's a sorcerer in this movie and I think that you're going to love this sorcerer character. It's just so fun.
I think that sets me up for failure.
Like, yeah.
What if I don't like this?
Yeah. Yeah.
And now I'm looking for a sorcerer and I'm going to be very critical of every sorcerer.
I would think that's like such a nothing burger spoiler as well, where it's like, why would you even tell me that?
Yeah,
like, why,
right.
You could just say like, I think you'll like this movie because it has a heist component. It has like some really funny jokes and then like the action and the characters are fun or whatever.
Yeah.
Like,
how do you guys feel about if somebody said, I just saw this movie. I think you'll really like it.
Great.
I love that.
Yeah?
That's the best way to do it.
Yes.
I'm always like, I have these feelings quite often where I'm like, that's like a Franco movie or I'll say it later. But I just saw a play specifically at the Huntington, which I think you guys should both see. They're really great. But I was like, I have a friend named Erica. I was like, this play is an Erica play. Like she should definitely see this. But I never want to say it because what if they go see it and they're like, no. That was not a me thing.
I like to say, I do like to say that sometimes. And then I mean, like if they end up not liking it, I'll be like, oh, that sucks. Or like, why didn't you like it? Like it'll still form an interesting conversation. I think I like it set up more. Like I like to say better, like I prefer to say like I'm interested what you'll think about this movie. Mm. Like I think that's more interesting.
In those, because I hate to give recommendations. And be wrong.
Yeah. Is it like too vulnerable?
Well, because I feel like if you give someone a recommendation and then they don't like it, then your opinion kind of gets like
it also
tarnished.
Kind of reveals. Well, that is something I relate
and
to
I want,
a lot.
I don't want people to think that I have bad taste, so I'm very reluctant to recommend things that I know aren't going to hit. Because I don't want that. Because I have a lot of rejection sensitivity, like if I say this and they don't like it, the next thing that I know they'll like, they won't take me up on because I have recommended bad things.
I think it's interesting to know about like how, like I understand people's tastes, and I think like your taste, Rio, and my tastes are pretty different.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
there's definitely like an overlap, but there's definitely like a section of things that you like that I don't like.
Yeah,
right.
And I understand that, and usually whenever I take your recommendations, I always like keep that in mind. And it sort of depends. Like maybe I won't, not like I won't take it as seriously, but like I'll sometimes be like, oh, I wonder if somebody else has seen this too. And or what you liked about it is usually a good question for me to have for you as somebody who doesn't really share a lot of your
taste. That's one of the things that I've noticed as we've built our relationship. If I'm going to recommend something to you, I'll tell you why I liked it.
Yeah. I've known you as long as I've known my wife.
Yeah.
So,
like, so here are two examples for me where I was not rejected, but I had a wall put up.
I am
both
also
of
sensitive
you.
To rejection. Yeah. Ooh, I can't wait for this. Is it Fast and the Furious?
No.
Okay.
So, Rio, for you, it was Caiaphas Cain. I was like, Rio would fucking love this book. This whole series, this format, would fucking love it. And I gave it to you, and then you were sort of like, I will get to this, maybe never. And I was like, then give me my book back. Yeah. And so, like, and like, I think that I'm right. Like, I know that this is it. But I also know that you do not have the same perception of my taste that you're like, oh, then I have to read this right away. You know what I mean? And so I was just like, I'll just get my book back so there's no expectation on it.
I have a lot of resistance to the 40K universe. and I...
Which is so funny.
Comedy podcast.
Fucking Grimdark.
Keep it light. I had a friend. It was his favorite thing, too.
Ah,
and
gotcha.
He's passed away. Mm. And it's just sort of like, you know, you don't want to, like, delve into your friend's hobby that you can't share with your friend anymore.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And it's also, like, very dark and, like, hit the last little bit. Was also, I just don't want to intertwine all of that stuff.
And I didn't know that. That makes me feel better about why you've been so resistant to all my suggestions there.
It makes a lot of sense.
For Franco, it's the first Skullman's book.
Oh, yeah. I did. I ended up reading it.
Yeah, and you were like, yeah, I like it.
but that's actually really devastating when you give Franco a recommendation. It's like, oh, yeah, it was okay. I wanted you to love it.
I liked it.
I was like, the world building in this book is going to be Franco's jam.
It's exquise.
Yeah.
I loved...
That's but it keep, took you like of, 2 years to read it.
Well, it took me like my wife getting it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like whenever Rebecca like reads something, I usually end up reading it. Rebecca reads a lot. I do not read very much.
Yeah.
She reads like a book a day. It's impossible.
She's just a really
Same
fast
with Alice.
Reader.
Alice read 47 books last year.
Huh?
Yeah. It's crazy.
That's almost as many weeks as there are.
Yeah.
Almost.
Oh, I can't do it.
Yeah.
I have five books on my coffee table that I'm excited about, have not touch since I bought them.
This is the thing for me is that I similarly have a bunch of books in the house that I've bought because I'm like, I would love this. Like one of them's called like Boy Detective Fails and I really want to read
that's
that
awesome. Book. What a great title.
I know, right?
Tells you exactly what's on the tip.
Exactly. And I was like, I really want to read this. It has been in my house for a year.
I have a real problem.
And there was Wild Magic, our bonus episode that we release monthly for Patreon listeners. Go and check it out. Not only are you going to be able to see all of the episodes that we've released there, but we have lots of behind the scenes audio and some module stuff that we've dropped in that feed as well. Go check it out at patreon.com/tabletopped, and we'll see you next month.